Blog Talk Radio.
Magic DJ in a tune's bang. Smoking get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 After that long day on that 9 to 5, the grind got you tired. It's time to unwind. It's get lifted radio, buzz. I ride the 5, that pine, get high the sky. And tune into the latest of the future greatest. See who music breaking on the coolest station. Let them all know that you heard it here first. Cause we always got them exclusives playing. No matter the city you in, hit your app store and download that tune in. You'll catch a vibe with no matter who's spinning. Cause we got that fire rotating in here. Whether you're sitting at home, hitting a row, on chill or the go, we got you covered. Get lifted, radio, be where it's at. There's no telling who all you might discover when.
Catch a DJ in a tune's bang.
Smoke and get lifted while you play. We don't give a damn what the rules say. We gon' turn this shit up on a Tuesday. 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 Turn this shit up on a Tuesday.
Featuring Ronnie Allen with Who Do You Love?
You can follow him on Instagram and Twitter at I am B Morgan. That's I-A-M, B as in boy, Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N. And as always, make sure you stream the music on the digital platforms. So check him out, B Morgan, B Morgan. That is right here on Get Lifted Radio. As I always do every week that you guys tune in with me, if this is your first time tuning in, I definitely appreciate you. If you are continuing to tune in, I certainly appreciate you as well. I just want to give a huge thank you to everybody that continues to support Get Lifted Radio on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. The support is definitely priceless. I can't put enough words into value in regards to how much I appreciate you guys supporting the platform. Tonight I'm like a little extra nervous because this is going to be like my first guest that is outside the United States. I never thought that that would happen for Get Lifted Radio in my little small podcast. So I'm very excited about this, and I want you guys to make sure you stay tuned in. I'm going to get into another track real quick, and it's actually a track from the guest tonight, Nasu. And I hope I am pronouncing that so right, but if not, I will definitely make sure I am corrected. But this track right here is called Universal Love, featuring Haya or Haya. I'm going to get the pronunciation of these names correct, I promise. But it's Universal Love right here on Get Lifted Radio.
I am scared, I just want to be a girl. I am never scared, I just want to be a girl. I am scared, I just want to be a girl. I am never scared, I just want to be a girl. If you want to bring me to your universe, I am never scared, I just want to be a girl. We could be flying.
Yes, yes. I just wanted to set the vibe, you know, give you guys a little treat on what's to come here. So that was Universal Love featuring Haya, and that was Nasu. Man, I'm going to get this right within this time, I promise. And that was Universal Love. You could actually stream that on Tidal, Spotify, you know, your favorite digital streaming platforms. Also, check her out on YouTube. You spell her name N-A-S-H-O-O. That's N-A-S-H-O-O. And before I get into, you know, my long drawn out babbling, I definitely want to bring the guests on the line. So you guys do me a huge favor and just give a round of applause for my first French Caribbean guest out of the United States of America, right here on Get Lifted Radio. Welcome to Get Lifted Radio. Welcome to Get Lifted Radio.
Thank you. Greetings. Salute.
Greetings to you as well, man. I'm, you know, like, I feel like a fan right now, like a groupie, you know, like, I never thought that I'd have a guest from another country, like calling from another country, you know, like right here on Small Get Lifted Radio podcast. So first of all, thank you very, very much for interest in the platform and being a guest. I want to say that first of all, thank you again. Definitely. What time is it over
I'm
there?
I'm the one thanking you. Well, I think we're on the same time. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool,
8,
cool.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Let me see.
So what's the weather like right now where you are?
Well, right now it's 8. I mean, it's cool. It's chill. It's like, we're going up to, like 28 degrees in the day. And we have the sea all around. It's an island. So,
nice.
Like, in the night, it can be a bit chill. But, I mean, the weather is always nice. For a melanated queen, I'm up to it, you know.
I know, that's right. Nice. Man, I'm trying to, like, live vicariously through your videos and through your photos on Instagram. I'm like, that's where I want to be. That looks like paradise right now.
It is. I mean, they also call my island Guadeloupe, which is the French side of me, the butterfly island, because when you look at it on the map, you know, it have that little butterfly shape, you know, type. So, yeah, we have the blue seas and, you know, all the extras, you know. So we are blessed, yeah.
Nice. One day I'm going to have to get over there and see what you're talking about. I want to be on the butterfly island.
Definitely. Everybody's welcome.
So before we get started, you've already kind of let the people know where you are. So give a small introduction again, make sure I'm pronouncing your name properly, and just tell the people, you know, a little bit of background about yourself.
Well, I am Nashu. Spaceship Girl, they do call me Spaceship Girl sometimes. Well, I was born on the French Caribbean island, which is Guadeloupe, and raised from my Dominican, so that's my English side, grandmother, you know. Mm-hmm. So I've been into the music, like really my first track I ever like put out, release was, I was 14. 16. Back then I was touring on sound systems, you know. Now the sound system vibes, you know, cool out, chill out a bit, you know. But back then, you know, I was vibing on sound systems. And I always been like on the two islands, like for summer I'm in Dominica, and like for the whole school year I'm on Guadeloupe, you know. So that's how I try to keep, you know, the both cultural side, you know, of it. And then after, when I was 18, I traveled to France, where I gave like a couple years of my life, my magic, my music. And then I traveled up to UK, where I did my thing as well. Then I became the French ambassador of Coast to Coast, you know, and after winning a contest with them. And then I decided to come back to the Caribbean and, you know, just spread some love there because, yeah, I spent like almost 15 years back in Europe. So I find that, yeah, it was time to come back and just, you know, let the vibe there really carry me and bring what it was supposed to bring to me, you know, all these years that I spent away, you know.
Yeah.
So that's the little thing about me, the traveling side and the musical side, because, yeah, I do experiment that through social media, collaboration with Africa, with Jamaica, with other islands, with France, with UK, and with, you know, different
yeah.
types of countries. So I'm just blessed and happy, you know, to just do my thing, being able to do your thing, work your light, you know, the way you feel that you're supposed to, you know, it's just something that makes you feel comfortable with all type of things that can come. That's what I
absolutely
can say.
Absolutely, man, that's beautiful. That really is. So you went back and forth, you know,
yeah.
from one island to the next, like spending time with your father, spending time with your mother, and going to school. How was it going to school? And I see here that you were interested in like dance and fashion. So I know
yeah.
school systems are
yeah.
different in other countries. So how is the school system where you went to school? Were you allowed to express yourself freely through
yes.
art and dance?
Yes, yes, of course. You know, obviously in the French system, you always have that art part, you know, where you can do theater, dance, you know. So from the early ages, like three, I was already into the whole school. In every end of the year, we have a event, you know, putting on together, and I always used to sing, you know. So yeah, it's no, I can't complain about the fact that, yes, but when you have that Caribbean way of life, you also know that, yeah, things can be hard and parents are real out there, you know. So yeah, you like
mm-hmm.
that, but you have to go to school, girl. You have to go to school and learn
you have to get your
yes.
education. That's what they
you know, get it straight. But it's true, I've been through the musical experimentation, you know, from the early ages, from what I can remember. Yeah.
Nice. So you talked about the collaborations with other islands and other countries, and
yeah.
you know, I'm familiar with Rhyme Scheme, and it's crazy
yeah.
that how this became full circle, because I remember him submitting the song Island Fling, and you and Haya, right?
Haya, yes.
Yeah, the both of you are featured on that track. And when I first played the track, you know, Rhyme Scheme, he's the music that I always have from him, it was more like, you know, hardcore hip hop. So
yeah.
when I got Island Flame, and I'm like, who is that? And now here it is, I'm like interviewing you. Like, you know, so and then get people whining, like, I'm like, okay, I see that they're doing some work together. So how did that collaboration with Rhyme Scheme come about?
Well, if we have to come back to the Island Flame collaboration, well, it came all through the Coast to Coast, you know, contest.
Ah.
And that's when we discover both of us, you know, each other's arts and stuff, and we support each other through the contest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And even after the contest, we just like decide to, oh, come on, let's work a track together, you know. And Ryan sent me that beat, and I did that chorus, and, you know.
I love it. That whole, is awesome.
It was a whole heap of vibes, you know. It's like I was all over the place. I mean, I was in UK at the time, and I was just like wanted to be on these lovely islands in the sun, you know. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Island Flame, you know, that I had to, you know, just release it on that beat. So that's how it came up. And
nice.
Yeah, a couple months ago, you know, we came back with that new joint. Tifa Wine, and it's the same thing. It always comes with the beat. When they send the beat, you know, when it speaks to my soul, and you know, I can't resist, you know, dancing on it. There's always something good, obviously, that's gonna come out. And yeah, I mean, it's like he's a part of the Spaceship family. It's true. He recently told me that I bring up that how do you say, that Caribbean side of him. You know, I brought it back, you know.
Yeah, he's speaking Spanish and everything. Like,
yeah, I was humbled because, I mean, at the end of the day, I work for the love and the light, you know. So when you see that one of my fellow niggas, you know, feel like, I the work that I do is really like pushing them into some type of direction where they feel comfortable, I can just, you know, feel like, yeah, job done. Yeah, light worker.
Right. Now, real quick, because you probably said something that's probably alarming people in America right now. You just said niggas, okay? And I want to clarify what you mean N-E-G-U-S. Is that correct? King.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
King.
So for Americans... She's not just blatantly being like, you know, I see one of my niggas. Like,
no.
She means niggas, like N-E-G-U-S. That means king. So that's just a little bit of history. I just want to give you guys a little bit of history here in America because, you know, they keep that from us. But anyway, I just wanted to clarify that because I knew exactly what you meant when you said it, and I knew you didn't mean it in like a derogatory way, so I wanted to clear that out for you, for those that are listening here in the States.
No, it's good that you clarify, because it's true, up to now it still have people that don't really get that we are vibing on different frequencies, you know, and so certain type of words can have different meanings, and back then they had another meaning. Right now we just have to set the record straight and know where we are and search for what was there before, you know, and just put the things, you know, at the right place, you know. That's all it's about. So I believe that once everybody do that, you know, we will all be able to come together and really, like, produce something and be in unification, you know. It's all about the community, you know.
I definitely agree with that, for sure. Let's get a big horn for sure. She's over here giving some positive vibes, you know, that we definitely need, because there's a lot of craziness going on in the world. So I definitely appreciate that word of wisdom. I do feel like if we all just... like you said, search and dig and see what here before and try to unify one another, it would be a better place, for sure. Definitely. Yeah. So before we get any farther into the play, I got your Wonders track, I got Wine here, I got Island Flame here. Where you want to go? What you want to play?
Let's start it smoothly. Let's start it with Wonders,
Right. We're gonna go with Wonders. So before we get into the track, let the people know a little bit about this track. I seen the video, Nasu. The video. Let the people know a little bit about the track.
Well, Wonders is a track that I wrote back then I was in UK. And initially, because when you look at the video, it doesn't, let's say, bring up fully, completely what I wanted to, like, say, you know, lyrically. But to put it, like, on a quick note, Wonders is about, you know, every day is a new day, a new song, and a brand new melody. So it's a new way to make up or redo or, you know, just do something great, something better, you know. As long as you breathe, as long as you open your eyes and you see the light, you know, you have an opportunity to make things better. So I took this this way of thinking, you know, and put it into a love track. So you will see that it's about a couple that is, you know, they have everything to be happy. That's the way they think that your happiness is in a certain way of life, you know. But it looks like they have everything, but at the end of the day, they still have something missing. And what is missing is the real love, the love of the roots, you know, the root, the basics, you know, of life. It's not about all material. And so at the end of the day, you see that these people end up, you know, together and make coming back into union, you know, on a beautiful beach of Guadeloupe, De Hay. And yeah, I just wanted to make it simple, but at the end of the day, just have a little slight, a little piece of all what I could, let's say, put together in terms of, space and ideas, you know. But
right.
As I have more videos coming, you know, it's difficult to handle. But as I'm always, yeah, because I'm onto my project. It's not like I have somebody writing, you know, the scenario. I do write my scenarios as well, you know. So I'm really onto taking each and every part and, you know, feel that I have a piece of me. You know, there is a bit of my magic into it. So, yeah, so I'm sending everyone to take a look on Wonders. And, yeah. It's a reggae track.
I love it.
And it's full of love.
Yeah, I love the track. I love the track. Actually, I played it. I'm going to say probably played it at least 8 times yesterday. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I like the track a lot.
I'm grateful.
And I definitely say you guys should go check it out. But before you guys go check it out, I want you to listen to it right here on Get Lifted Radio. Here we go with Wonder.
It's not true. Na 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 na.
That was Wonders. I had to throw a little kiss in there at the end. I just seems like you just walk over to the person that you're in love with and just be like, here, let me just give you a kiss, because yes, this is a great song and it just reminded me of how much I love you and I'm in love. You know what I'm saying? So you guys definitely make sure you check that track out on Tidal, Spotify, and any of those favorite digital streaming platforms you may use. Also, check out the video on YouTube. Nasu, let them know where they could find you at on YouTube.
Well, you can find me at Nasu Spaceship Girl, you know, and you can also find me on, you know, Instagram and Facebook, you know, at the same name. So Nasu, NASHOO, Love Spreader, or Spaceship Girl.
There you go. Spaceship Girl. I like that. Let's talk about that. How did you get that nickname?
Well, the Spaceship Girl is about, let's say, a queen that is, let's say, awakening. And in that awakening, she's notifying that with the magic that she was blessed with, she can touch many areas, you know. So it's about traveling, you know. So it's like for
spaceship
me when I'm
girl.
when I'm home, I'm into my spaceship, I'm into my bubble, and I'm travel. So when I do a work with Africa, you know, with Ghana, with Sierra Leone, you know, it's like my spaceship is traveling, you know, and I'm releasing everything, you know. So it's about that same universal love. You know, so Spaceship Girl.
Spaceship Girl. I love it. I love it. You know, when I first started Get Lifted Entertainment, I was struggling with coming up with like a name, a logo, you know, all that stuff that we struggle with. And it's funny that you say, you know, you travel, you're in, you know, your space, you're in this bubble, you're magic. And, you know, my name is Maggie Love. My nickname is Maggie Love. And that came from people like you always traveling and you always find people, gravitate to people. People just love you. And in a sense, it kind of reminded me of what you just said, the magic and the love, you know? And when I came up with Get Lifted, I'm like a Trekkie kind of person, you know. I'm like quirky and nerdy, and so I thought about the same thing, like being out in space, you know what I mean, like being in my bubble. And so there I go with this little rocket with myself and this rocket and things like that. So that's kind of dope how you, your story, it kind of reminds me of my little story. It's kind of, that's kind of dope. Well, we're going in space here. We're going in space.
Yeah. Space travel
so,
out there.
Yes, for real. Like, I feel like, you know, the traveling and connecting and, you know, like you said, just giving off that good vibe and those energy that you and trying to just enjoy people and enlighten people and, like you said, understand people. And figure out where you are a little bit and things of that nature. I do feel like that's an important part of anyone's journey, and especially when you're looking to attain a certain level of success. I think it's very important that you do exactly what it is that you're doing. Look out for other people. You see where you can help. You travel. You connect. And you leave yourself, a piece of yourself that is like magic to people. You know what I mean?
It's all about finding your own balance, you know? It's all about finding your own balance in what you do, in what you feel, in what you think, you know? And once you find that, it's like nothing can make you uncomfortable, you know? I personally, I'm a type of empath, and I generally, you know, listen and see, try to see, look at some other person's perspective before I even look into mine, you know. I do judge myself a lot, you know, and this type of feelings, emotion, and how can I say it? This type of way of life that I have, you know, is even making me go deeper, you know, into just trying to bring that balance into my life, because as long as I can keep it up, well, I will be able to achieve whatever I have to achieve, because I'm connected, you know, we are all connected, and if we all work on it, you know, I believe that, yeah, we can all move forward, but it's all come within first.
Right. I am 100,000% on that level. I'm vibing with you. So, right now, what do you feel like your biggest challenge is as a singer-songwriter in this industry?
Well, my biggest challenge right now is to reach my main goal, because that goal that I have is, it's like, as I always say, I didn't wake up like at 15 years since and I said, oh, I'm going to be a singer, you know. From the age of 3, I was already saying to people that I'm going to be a singer, you know. And when I said I'm going to be a singer, I wasn't looking towards, you know, the national scene, you know, or the island scene. I was already looking towards these big, great artists, you know, over America, over the world, you know, saying to myself that, yeah, that's what I want to do, you know. And I keep on pushing, realizing that, yeah, that's what I was put there to do, because at the end of the day, not many of us can do it, you know, like other people do it, but we just have to find the right, you know, comfy place that we can just feel suited, you know. So that's how I work my life, you know. I'm like, okay, girl, your goal is this, you go for that. If you cannot create it, if there is a door, there is not a door, there is something wrong there, you create one, you know. Nothing can stop you. So my biggest challenge would be just to, you know, make it what I saw, how the way I saw it when I was like 3, you know.
Definitely. Imagine yourself as where you want to be.
This is the biggest challenge. But I believe
so funny.
That,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You said that is your biggest challenge?
I said, but I believe that no matter how you see yourself moving forward, if the universe has something for you there, you know, it's never going away. It's you that have to, as I say, you know, in the first place, it's you that have to keep yourself, you know, in balance, you know, and find the right space, you know, for you to just, you know, kick in that door that the universe put for you, you know. So, yeah, I keep doing that work on myself, you know, and that's it, yeah.
So, you know, a lot of people there's a lot of people that don't have a very good understanding, or I would say not as faithful in trusting exactly what you just said, imagining yourself there, believing in yourself, finding balance, especially here in the States. I'm not exactly sure how it is there in the island, but here in the States, you know, Christianity and following the Bible, Jesus, if you will, is very big. So me, I'm more spiritual person. I believe in energies and connecting with the universe. I believe that the universe itself is God, and God is around us all the time. And I believe that what you just said, you have to find those balances within yourself, and you have to imagine yourself, and you have to hold yourself accountable. And what kind of advice would you give somebody who's struggling with finding, if you will, a faith or some sort of spiritual realm to focus on to help them achieve success, because if you don't imagine yourself and you don't believe and you don't vision yourself there, it's hard to get there, realistically.
Yeah, because so, it's all about, it's everything starts in the, as I may say, in the spiritual world, in my dream state, you know. So as long as you can dream and feed these dreams with good thoughts and positive energy, you know, mm-hmm. it's like walking with, you know, hopes and light and faith, you know, and all what mm-hmm. that comes with it, you know, and that's what you're going to share. As long as you can share this type of energy, you know, this type of energy is going to come back, you know, to you. That's how I see it. So me, for myself, nobody, like, took my hand and walked me into spirituality, anything. I sat down with myself.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I did. I just sat down with myself. I honestly started with Buddhism, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, oh, some meditation. Let me see what is it exactly. And then I understood that there is a whole other story. And I'm quite curious, so I start looking for and searching for, oh, where does that come from? Where does it come from? And the more you search, the more you come across certain things that just make you feel, like, more comfortable with who you are, you
mm-hmm.
know? And that's what I did. So I believe that it all starts with sitting with yourself and asking yourself the right questions, you know, about the way you want to move forward in these waters, you know?
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with that 100%. With that being said, you know, since you have sat down and had that conversation with yourself, do you see that your music has evolved in a different aspect in any way?
Well, obviously, focusing on myself had me, how can I say, well, minding my business. It had me minding my own business. And you know something? When you mind your own business, a lot happens. You see, you have more time to work on yourself, more time to work on, you know, the good energies, more time to work on your tracks, on the right people you should focus on. And it all comes and goes, you know, in a positive way, because that's what it's about, you know. Everything is just clicking. Everything is just clicking together, like, naturally, because you're on to that, you know, positive way of thinking and developing. And, you know, yeah, that's what it's all about, you know.
So when you receive these beats from, you know, different artists, for you to feature on the tracks, or you come up with, you know, production of your own, how do you decide, like, the type of topic that you're going to write about and then sing about it?
Well, it all comes to the way I feel it, into my gut.
mm-hmm.
Because when I receive a beat, I first dance to it, generally. I always dance to it, yeah. And from what I create, you know, with my body, you know, I can feel if I want to give an energy that is more like, you know, fire, more water, more air,
mm-hmm.
more,
mm-hmm.
you know, earthy.
I love it.
Because
I was going to ask, you know, do you have any kind of patterns or routines or anything like that? And boom, you answer the question. Like, you dance to it first and you get the rhythm from whatever you feel. Through your creative dancing. So that's dope. I like it. I like it a lot. So I see here that you're like the CEO of Spaceship Music International, right?
Yeah. That's my label.
Okay.
That I'm,
yeah, that's your
yeah.
label. So how did you decide that you wanted to I guess start the label? You know, some artists, they just want to do music and put the music out there and you know, find a label to sign them, or you know how that goes,
that,
right?
It's really the fact that, you know, when I first left Guadeloupe, you know, I
mm-hmm.
felt that lack of communication when it comes to the English and the French, you know, there was some type of barrier. You know, and
mm-hmm.
I felt it personally when I was young. And so the thing is that as I have that thing of always keep on moving forward, you know, I was like, okay, you know, I told you about creating those. I was like, okay, if nobody comes to me, well, I'm going to create my label, you know, and I'm going to work. And, you know, this allows me to meet with other people. And right now, every time we produce a track, you know, we're pushing forward with somebody from some other country, you know. And, that's how it all started. Like, okay, I have to work on myself, and other people are going to need it too anyway. So, yeah.
I love it. Yes, I love it. Female CEO, label owner, thinking of doing big things, minding her business over there. So before I let you go, let me just ask you real quick, if you had an opportunity to change something in the music industry, or in the industry itself, what would it be?
Sorry, if I have the opportunity to?
Yeah, if you had the opportunity to change something in the music industry, what would it be?
Actually, it would be the way we picture our queens.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And can you just... You said the way that we picture our queens. And when you say that, do you mean in... Can you just explain a little bit what you mean by that? Because I want to get your perspective on it.
I grew up listening to some R&B, watching Beyonce, Destiny's Child, you know. And then I saw when it switched into... something a bit more sexual and, you know, a bit more, you know, I mean, I was like, okay, so now me as an artist, no, I have to, you know, catch up, but I don't want to catch up in that way. So now, you know, I don't want to catch up in that way. So I'm like, okay, well, girl, right now, you just have to work to maybe, let's say, bring up more little young girls to, like, keep it the secret way. We don't need to expose too much to look good and sexy and smart and, you know. So so I was like, okay, that's a part of my job. And I have two daughters as well, so it's important for me, you know. So, yeah.
Well, I definitely agree with you on that. Certainly, I brought that up to Rhyme Scheme about you as an artist. I told him that was one of the things that I recognize about yourself, because someone can easily take your music and be half close, you know, to it, and you decide to, you know, take another route. And so I did pick that up in regards to you as an artist. So my hat's off to you, and much respect to you in regards to wanting to be that different light when it comes to the industry looking how they perceive women and what women should represent in the music industry.
Yeah.
I appreciate you for that.
Thank you.
Definitely. So before we let you go, do you have any more words? Because I'm not going to say any words, but any more words of wisdom, because you've been giving us words of wisdom all night.
But right now, the little I could add to all what I said before, is to just keep the light and the faith, you know, and to keep on sharing it. Because if we keep it to ourselves, it's good, yeah, we get in the balance, you know. But when we share it, that's when the mission really getting started, you know. So just the love, the positive vibes, you know, just keep spreading it, you know, and everything will be fine, yeah.
I agree. Well, I thank you very, very, very much for taking time out of your day and your evening to be a guest here on Get Lifted Radio. Just know that you're always welcome here. We'll definitely keep supporting everything you have going on. And real quick, let the people know where they can find you at on Instagram again.
Yes, so you can find me on Instagram at Nashu, NASHOO. Spaceship Girl, also at Love Spreaders, and Facebook, Nashu Spaceship Girl as well, or Nashu Love Spreader, you know.
Nashu Love Spreader. You guys cannot mess that up. Nashu Love Love Spreader. She's been talking about spreading love this whole broadcast, and you guys cannot mess that up. Well, once again, like I said, I thank you very much for being a guest here. If there's any shout outs you want to give real quick.
Yeah, thank you to you. I'm honored. I feel humbled, you know. Big up to you, you know, for all the blessings that you give to the artists, you know, the opportunity to, you know, at least work the magic, you know, through your platform. And, thanking the universe. And all the people that maybe that listened and that want to big up, you know, I'm thanking them as well. And all my team, Lord Tax, on the Wonders track, Lord Tax, Laurent, Jerry, Gregory, Frederic, Rhyme, I don't forget you, Haya, you know, and everybody in the world, because it's all about the universal love.
All about love, light. Love and light, as Nasu has said to us. Love and light. Well, Queen, you definitely have a great night. You be safe over there.
Yes, same to
Don't
you.
Have too much
I'm running
fun
to a
over
show
there
right
in
now.
What's that?
I'm running to a show right now.
Okay. Well, we're going to let you go.
Yeah.
You be safe.
No
and don't
problem.
Have too much
yeah,
fun over
you.
There in the island.
No, we're going to work. We're going to work.
All right. You go get that work in.
Okay, thank you. Safe, Queen. Safe.
All right, bye-bye. Dope interview. You guys make sure you follow Nashu. I'm going to get it right. It's Nashu. It's Nashu Love Spreader on Instagram. That's Nashoolove Spreader. Nashu Love Spreader on Facebook. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow her and Haya at HayaNashoo. And I'm going to actually play Tifa Wine featuring Nasu by my man's Rhyme Scheme right here on Get Lifted Radio. Bow!
Do it like you. Take a time, see wine on me. Can nobody do the things you do?
Yeah.
Baby, wine on me.
Just grind it slow,
Got me with the stars and I feel pretty good. Hey, let's ride to the moon, since I'm in the mood, God, Venus right here ruling. Play the music, let me slow it down. Baby, feel the groove, watch me move. Space time, baby, me fire waistline now. Take over, you know how to deal with it. And you're doing it right. Ooh, everything is so nice. Let me give you that slow wine. Can nobody do it like I do? Yeah. Nobody can do it like you.
Take a time,
see some wine on me.
Can
nobody do the things you do? Baby, grind, baby, wine on me.
Just grind it slow. I like the way you're moving it. I like the way you're grooving it. Slow down, girl, you're moving too fast. I like the way you're moving it. I like the way you're grooving it. Slow down, girl, you're moving too fast. My Caribbean got it, cause she doing the slow wine. Hit the dance floor, cause you know she's so fine. Gotta spit game, cause I'm trying to make you mine. Caribbean girl, I got you on my mind. You the type be telling me things, but I don't wanna listen, cause you just be selling me dreams. It's like piano chords, because we pulling the strings. It's like we moving too fast, but we moving in sync. We like astronauts, cause we out of space. We like get too close, we gon' catch the case. She like Papi, ven paca, I wanna give you more. But slow down, girl, I love the way you want it slow.
Nobody can do it like you.
Nobody.
Take a time, see some wine on me.
Yeah.
Can nobody do the things you do? Baby, grind, baby, wind on this.
Just grind it slow, just grind it slow. I like the way you're moving it, I like the way you're grooving it. Slow down, girl, you're moving too fast. I like the way you're moving it, I like the way you're grooving it. Slow down, girl, you're moving too fast. I'm dancing under the moonlight, I almost missed my flight. But when you lost up in the moment, live your life. But when I look up in the eyes, feel so right. Slow winding and we grind. This our night, open like a 7-Eleven. It's like a dime, but I ain't making it to heaven. Cause I be rhyming and ripping. We say these sipping, she stripping. We pillow talking, we hitting. I'm like, slow wine with it. I'm just a rule boy on a grind. Well, my Caribbean girl, she looking so fine. We be making it hot because she all mine. I'm about to hit the selector, the bus, I'll rewind.
Nobody can do it like you. Take a time, take a wine on me. Can nobody do the things you do?
Can nobody do the things you do?
Baby, grind, baby, wine on me.
Just grind it slow, just grind it slow.
I got something.
Slow down, girl, you moving too fast.
I got that thing.
Slow down, girl, you moving too fast.
I'm gonna give it to you good.
Slow down, girl,
I'm gonna give it to you
rosy.
Baby, you can see for wine on me.
Yo, that was Stifa Wine by my man Rhyme Scheme featuring Nasu. Y'all could stream that on Tidal, Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Deezer, you know, the whole nine yards. Once again, as always, I appreciate everybody that's on the line that tuned in to the interview with Nasu. If you haven't done so already, please do follow her on Instagram at Nasu Love Spreader, NASHOO. LOVE spreader, SPREADER, love, Nasu Love Spreader. She definitely enlightened us on so many positive levels. So I definitely appreciate her positive and wisdom vibes that she left on the podcast tonight. If you guys are not doing so already, also check out Get Lifted Radio Instagram. That's Get Lifted Radio on Instagram. All of our guests are on the Instagram platform there. So if you want to go over there and follow them from there, that'd be great as well. If you know anybody that wants to be a guest on Get Lifted Radio, have them check out the website. The link is in the bio on the Instagram, Get Lifted Radio. I got one more track here by Nasu featuring this track is Island Flame. This is also with my man's Rhyme Scheme, Nasu, Haya, and Eljamixon. Rhyme Scheme gonna have to give me that pronunciation there. But one thing I want to bring up real quick is that she's in the islands. Rhyme Scheme is here in the U.S. and they somehow connected on a level where they have some dope tracks together now. And one of the things that she brought up was they connected at a Coast to Coast showcase. And I'm very familiar with Coast to Coast mixtapes. When I used to live in Jacksonville, Florida, I used to attend those Coast to Coast mixtape showcases and myself just go there and link up with artists, get to know who they are, follow them on their Twitter and Instagram and things like that. So I believe it's totally dope that Rhyme Scheme and Nasu actually linked up to a point where, like I said, they built a relationship. She considered him part of the family over there, what she has going on at Spaceship Music International. And like I said, they have actually made some good music together. So here we go with Island Flame right here on Get Lifted Radio. Bow!
Can I take you on a ride?
We don't know. don't know. Let me take you on a ride now. Take a time out, you will find out. This is just another party, we bring in the vibe. City lock full time with you on the range. Just jump in at the spaceship and then we make it fly. Sky high, high. That we gonna have our time.
Turn it up. Do you feel the vibe? Pray them up. I got the fire. Temperature higher. Let me take you on a ride. Lift it up now.
A lot of first time I heard that patwa. When I come through, they feeling me like a shot die. They can't step in the game with young scheme, cause I'm in the party bringing the fire. You know my team, di mami. Y mamita bailando a controla. Me dice que le gusta reggaeton y no soca. No soy soltera, so podemos solo ser amigos. Digo, keep on the lance and dance floor. Yo que te sigo, yeah. And my rude boys run the set, cause they came right back cause they was holding the sack. Cause they be living like that, cause we be living for real. I'm out in France, who my kid, we chasing the meal. Cause we came from the up north when we came to get down. The party so fire, I'm loving her style. Underground when we come with the sound up on the track. We break a much fire, so how
take,
real
can
is
I
that?
Take you on a ride. Turn it up. Do you feel the vibe? Pray them up. I got that fire. Temperature higher. Let me take you on a ride. Lift it up now. Everything turn up, free up now. Lift it up.
Y él sigue moviendo el punani con su cara inocente. Y tú sabes que ganaste el dancehall ayer. Allí en el baile, bebé, cuando yo te miré por allí en el reggae. Me gustó cómo mueve tu cuerpo así, Baguiel. Yeah. Y mueve tu cadera. Y baila lo normal. Yo no vine a mirar, yo vine a acompañarte. Como tu reina, tú sabes, bebé, que después de esta noche vas a ser mi reina. Mira señorita, acércate. Mira señorita, rózame, descontrólate. Y tócame como el fin de semana debe de ser. Let's live it up. Shake your bum bum. Get it up.
I got that fire. Temperature higher. Let me take you on a ride. Lift it up now. Can I take you on a ride? Take you on a ride, live it up now. Everything turn up, free up now, live it up.
Yo, that was Island Flame, Rhyme Schemes featuring Nasu, featuring Haya, and El Jamexican. Yes, that is the name. So you can stream that on Tidal, you can stream that on Spotify, you can stream that on Deezer. That's Island Flame, another track that is a collab of two guests that I've had here on Get Lifted Radio. So that's pretty dope. I don't understand how some people don't understand that building relationships, especially in the indie industry, the indie music industry, and really in any entrepreneur journey that anybody is pursuing out there, trust and believe me. Yes, it takes money, but I'm telling you, building relationships with people is important because the people who are already there, they will find a way to make sure your ass don't get in the door. Trust and believe me. So, build relationships with people. Don't be afraid to speak to people. Don't be afraid to congratulate people. If you see somebody doing better in their season than you're doing in your season, all right, you didn't do so good this season, you're not making the playoffs, fine, go see what they did to make the playoffs. I use sports analogies a lot, so anybody that's not a sports head, go copy what they do. Just use what fits for you. Like,
at the end of the day, with social media out here, trust and believe, everybody's taking a piece of something from everybody. Everybody is, everybody has access to these platforms. So it's like, if you're an entrepreneur, how could you not see that somebody else may be doing better for you? And you're like, oh, let me go see what they're doing. And oh, wow, you know what? I might try that. You don't have to copy verbatim the words that they're using, the pictures and things like that, but maybe try to figure out a tactic or a method, because marketing is very tactical. And not until you learn how to execute the tactics, and not until you figure out the tactics that work for you, will you be able to have the type of execution that you're even looking for. And so that's a part of understanding who it is that you are wanting to advertise to. Who do you want your listeners to be? Who do you want your consumers to be? You know, where are they? Where do they hang out on social media? Where do they hang out in the communities? Are you searching local hashtags on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever, Twitter? A lot of people are afraid of Twitter, but to be honest with you, I know a lot of people that I know because of Twitter. People get intimidated by it because it moves very quick, but for some reason, I have made a lot of real connections. A lot of the artists that I meet and have on this platform are from Twitter. This platform was started because of Twitter. So if you're not familiar with Twitter, maybe you might want to get a little familiar with Twitter. But anyway, that's just a little piece of advice that I have, guys, when building your brands, wanting to, you know, increase your reach, as Nasu has done. I mean, she's talked about the different islands and countries that she's worked with. Like I said, she's in the French Caribbean, and having features with artists over here in the United States, it obviously speaks volumes of the work that she's put in, and it works. So with that being said, I appreciate everybody who tuned in. If you missed the interview, if you want to hear the interview again, you can always go to Get Lifted Radio's Instagram. There is a link in the bio. The interviews are available 24/7. If you have TuneIn app on your phone, Get Lifted Radio is on the TuneIn app as well, also on the Anchor app. So I will be here next Tuesday with Lee Rice from the UK. I have another person calling from the UK. The universe is doing great things for me over here at Get Lifted Radio. I just stay positive. You know, when I started this, I was very hesitant, didn't even know how to do a podcast. And here I am interviewing people from other countries, and I look forward to the platform growing, as well as growing with the others that we bring onto the show. So, as Nasu said, leave love, leave light, believe in yourself, vision yourself, find a balance, talk to yourself, talk to yourself. Accountability is huge. Everybody have a good night. We're going to end this thing with my man, Corey Buckets. He was our guest last week. Again, if you missed that interview, head over to Get Lifted Radio's Instagram, click that link, and here we go with Cake on Cake. Peace.
Chasing ratchets, bum me a tail.
Uh-huh.
Me, I talk a bracket, Dick Vitale.
Cake.
Seeds matching Coco Chanel. Ghost status, never know the break.
Nope.
Cheetah baddest, gotta see it shake. Fish nets, net a fish, yeah, that's cake on cake. Boss got me feeling, Bucky ain't no time to wait. Stars in my ceiling, Bucky has time for race. Sauce dripping ramen noodles. Told her I'm a boss, toss gripping, damn it, boo boo. Bake, Drake say, nice for what? Cake, cake say, right for guts. Few regrets, but I'm focused now. Stomping my projects, hot cuckoo cow. You know, boss player, baby, I'm a dude. Harder, beg your pardon. Spark it off my two-step. Three commas, we can chill and shake. Drummer, gangsta grills, only good mixtapes. You bitch formers having an ember fix. Me, my trench armor got me throwing my wrist. Do your homework, cake boy, a problem. Queen Solomon Green, shake without the Harlem. Yeah, that's cake on cake, I need a bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, she in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, it's in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, she in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, I need a bag.
Yeah, that's cake on cake, it's in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, she in the bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake. No Chris, Robert, ho, so it's Deuce. CC the fair, never then it's all Gucci. Niggas hating ain't no drama. See that when we meet, it's stirring trouble, Benny Hanna. Oh, grandma, no hammers, legit, going crazy. Straight, yay, we cool on that slave shit. My best life, Cardi B chancing. Buckets getting played, they go fillet straight dancing. You don't hustle, all you know is gimme. Never seen a bag, Santa looking for a chimney. Old dogs on that stay up cane. 12 hawks on that put in paint. Bass accent, spiritual or passion. Christian Dior, or you acting for the fashion? About the action, switch up plates. Cake, checking mates, cake on cake. Yeah, that's cake on cake, I need a bag. Yeah, that's cake on cake, she in the bag.